your most closely kept personal thought. Put it in the word doc for the password lock. Sock it deep into raw with extraction precluded by the ludicrous length and the strength of a reputed lib. Dictionary attack, proof string of characters. This imperative to thwart all that is averages of privacy. The NSA and homelessness. You better beat your people raw because so far they ain't impressed. You better make the PGP and print the heck of it out. Scan that into a TIFF. Then if you secret out for your data, scramble up the order of the pixels with a one-time pad that describes the fun time had by the thick soul wearing stomper who danced to produce random claptrap. All the intervals in between which set in tandem with the stomps themselves begat the seed of math unguessable. And no complaint about the cipher that's redressable. Best of all your secret, nothing next day could have cracked it. By 2025, the children speaking stuff could crack it. People do not give a damn about your shopping. Your Visa number, SSL, to cherry popping. Hot ramp for action. Websites that you visit, nor password protected partitions. No matter how illicit and this it would seem, is your saving grace. Like amazing haste to people to forget your name, your face. You're lit in this list of indefensible indiscretions. In fact, the only way that you could pray to make impression on the era ahead is if instead of being notable, you make the data describing you undecodable. The script kiddies acting in that relic called the internet, seeking latches on treasure chests that they could reckon seconds would didn't yet get a chance to queue up for this assembly, to discover and crack the cover like a creme brulee. They'll glance you over, I guess, and then for a bare moment you'll persist, you exist, almost seem like you're there, don't it? But you're not, you're here, your name will fade as front will. That's into the future, they don't know what crypto variables still.
You can't hide secrets from the future with massive drive and the bet that in the future they laugh.
Cryptographs in the past. Now it's an Enigma machine. Code yelled out at top bone into a tin can with a thin string, and that ain't all you do. To broadcast clear text of your intention, send an email to the government pledging your abstention from vote fraud this time. Next time, I ain't promised you don't get a visit from the Department of Piranhas. Be honest, you ain't hacking though. Sit between easy, setting up the next president, pretending that you were true treason. When you're nothing but warming up to do list in your diary, better keep for a long time, and the long time better be tired. Into the distribution of electrical brains that are guessing every unsalted hash that ever came. They got alien technology to make the rainbow tables with. Spending an afternoon of dancing at them secrets. Don't resist the loving coats of the mathematical calculation. Heart of your mystery set free falling to palpitation. Hump your tunnel, rise up in the dump. A free agent. Nobody knows the future now. We'll find out. Be patient.
Folks and folkettes, this is the Jake and Skullhead Show, 10 dozen minutes of not paying our taxes and going down like Al Capone with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jake is sitting in between my monitors.
I don't want to go down on Al Capone.
No, down like Al Capone.
How did he go down?
Tax evasion. That was originally the lyrics to that Fall Out Boy song. We're going down, down like Al Capone. Sugar, we're evading our taxes. But they figured it would be a little too obscure.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never actually heard that song, so I don't get that reference.
You're probably like better off for not having heard that song.
I probably am. What have you been up to?
I've been writing some content for King of Loathing and
really,
yeah. Just got back from Orlando
Bloom?
Calrissian. Would you like Orlando Bloom or Orlando Calrissian? we went to the Epcot Center and did the Epcot Center drinking game, which was fun, but I kind of wish that we would have gotten there earlier and done some of the rides in Epcot Center before we did the drinking game. Because the drinking game took a good 7 or 8 hours, or maybe 4. But
one,
long enough that the
one,
park
one
closed.
Drink in each country? That's
yeah.
Huh.
But then we spent time wandering around the little shops in each of the countries and taking pictures with funny hats on. And yeah, because there's one thing that sets Canada apart, it's that they wear different hats than we do here in the USA.
Yeah. Those, what do they call them? Tokes, yeah. You know, the hits of marijuana that they take before designing their hats.
Right.
They call them tokes. What is it that we... balaclavas.
Yeah.
That's what we put in Canada.
Yeah, apparently I don't know what a balaclava is, though. So.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those hats with the ear flaps.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but I guess it's a ski mask.
Oh.
Which is nowhere near as interesting as the hats with the ear flaps and the tassel on the top.
Yeah, I'm going to continue calling it the hat with ear flaps. Although I think I had it as the base, like the furry baseball cap with furry ear flaps.
Huh.
Is the way I drew it on all the lumberjacks.
I only know that hat as the Mad Bomber hat.
Hmm.
My lovely wife, who is tuning into the show and is awesome, says that you're a little too quiet.
I'm a little too quiet?
Yes.
Well then. I'm going to move this closer to my mouth.
Hear the sound of my voice.
Sibilance.
Coming at y'all in stereo, riding that thing like a rodeo.
Tommy Tom says, speaking of sibilance, on the topic of parsing the sorceresses, how do you write about something that belongs to the SS? SSs? What if the naughty sorceress was a Nazi? SSs sorceresses? In the military, they use tires with foam inserts called run flats. A Striker light armored vehicle can go for miles with all 8 tires flat.
Huh.
We were talking about how the NS-13 content was going to blow people's minds, and so they should keep a spare mind handy, or at least a tube of that fix-a-flat stuff for their mind.
So the third option would be to fill your mind with foam inserts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that could mean either shoving foam into your head or just thinking about foam
right.
inserts to the exclusion
right.
of everything else.
It's fill your mind.
Which is going
to
be difficult.
That's how they tell you to meditate.
fill your mind
with something very boring, like foam. Duff Killigan says, I'm the one that sent my humps to PVA this morning. Ha ha. Why don't messages get saved to my outbox? Because you probably didn't check the save messages to Outbox box.
Why were you sending your humps to PVA, though, Duff Killigan?
I pleased everyone listening by playing that song at the opening, during the break, and during the closing of the show.
The original or the Alanis?
No, the Alanis Morissette version. The original is just terrible.
It really
my,
is.
My wife and said, okay, I am irritated by the structure. My wife says, and I guess I can see this, right, that the Black Eyed Peas, they're not, like, terrible, right, because they actually do interesting things with the format, and the non-standard sort of pacing and structure of that song is theoretically, you know, something interesting, something different that they're mm-hmm. doing. Because it's, what bugs me is that the what you gonna do with all that junk part doesn't fall where you would expect it to in the
right.
series of Bees, right? And that's It's jarring, it's disconcerting to listen to, but, like, so is a lot of Nine Inch Nails stuff that I really like. You know, stuff like Salisbury Hill, like, just the weird time signature of Salisbury
yeah.
Hill. Like, but
or
the
Anna
difference,
Ang. The difference between the vocals and the guitar in Anna Ang is so, it's so syncopated that it's really hard to play and sing at the same time.
Hmm.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
Salisbury Hill, though, is weird in a way that sounds good. Like, you can't really tell that there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's in, like, 7/12 time or something.
Something. But it's cool once you sort of realize.
What gets me about my humps is, for one, the rhyme scheme of the rap verse. Like, the first one sets up what you're going to do with all that junk up in your trunk. So, okay, that's a, you know, a rhyme scheme. And then the second verse is, what you're going to do with all that ass up inside those jeans.
Yeah.
And then she takes the rhyme after that. And also, just the verses are, I think, purposefully, the melody is na-na-na-boo-boo. Kind of just, that gave me so nicely, buy me all these ices. And it's just like, it seems calculated to be irritating.
Yeah. The lyrics, though, definitely not infuriatingly vapid.
No.
Not at all.
At least there's that. Apparently, the Black Eyed Peas were a real band, and they got tired of nobody listening to their music, and so they added a crack whore that they found in an alley and kind of cleaned her up, and she's like, you wear not so much clothing and dance around in our videos, and then people will listen to our music, and that's exactly what happened. But I remember old tracks from them being pretty good, and like, they're one of the few rappers that had some brains to them.
I couldn't name any Black Eyed Peas songs, I don't think, but I had sort of put them in the same category as, like, Outkast. Like, I thought that they were, like, an actual talented group of musicians, and it was really surprising to find out that my humps was them. So, you know, if that's true, if they used to be talented, then, yeah, that makes me even angrier.
They totally sold out, man. Kids, don't sell out.
Nigil says, I really hope you don't nerf the NPZR/knob shaft thing. I find an occasional visit to the shaft with an NPZR is a nice alternative to stasising every turn in hardcore. I mean, if I nerf both of them, then, you know, you'll have something else that's a nice alternative to something else. So, problem solved.
I find that a nice alternative to my incredibly boring optimal strategy is...
What gets me is that, like, we could dramatically improve the NPZR, and it would ruin that strategy, right? So that's cool. Yeah. We make it do twice as much damage and elemental, and then poof, you can't do that anymore. It's one of those things where, you know, it's like, it's clever. Kudos to whoever thought of that and discovered it, but you know, stop it. Snuffstyle420 says, I think there's a bug in the way clan leadership and activity works. My clan leader went inactive recently, and it skipped over people in the highest rank under leader. Instead of picking the first active person from the highest non-leader rank, it chose the lowest ID overall. How is this supposed to work, and could you make an active member leader? I don't remember.
I thought it was that it was supposed to go by rank and then by ID number, not by ID number and then by rank.
I believe that it does. I think if it was always doing that, what I wonder is if it's... I don't remember exactly how it works, honestly. I think it picks somebody, and then if they're inactive, it picks the next person.
Right.
But I don't know. It was difficult for me to test, right? Because I didn't have clans in the various states that clans can be in. Snuffstyle, send a bug report and say in there, you know, that I asked for it on the radio, and explain what happened, and I'll look at the code and see if there is something wrong with it. Because there very easily could be something wrong with that code, and I just wouldn't know. Partridge of Plenty says, if you have Enchantlers equipped and Intrinsic Spiciness and the monster has no elemental weakness, could the spell revert always to hot to give you the bonus? Actually, I've been tweaking the way spells work for NS13, and one of the things that I fixed in there... You know what, actually, with a little bit of testing, I could probably push this out live now. I've made it so when it's determining which is the right temperature of sauce, it will take those bonuses into account. Which is what you want. And so, yeah, that'll happen before too long.
O'Grady says, think of it. We need a cool Flash movie with dramatic music come in S13.
We're going to have a cool movie with dramatic music come the release of the documentary. Yeah. Have you seen the 10-minute cut of that?
I haven't seen the 10-minute cut. All I've seen is the opening animation, which just made me happy in pants.
Yes.
But it would be kind of fun to do an S13 trailer, which could just be a series of still images and one of us going, in a world.
Just saying in a world.
In a world. Yeah.
Oh.
The right stuff.
Max Vance says, if you use Shield Butt with a Demon Buckler, it should do extra hot damage, just like Fire should if you use Headbutt.
Is Demon Skin hot? Did we establish that?
The Buckler does extra hot damage. It adds extra hot damage, so yes, I guess we did establish that.
Okay.
The pants give you hot resistance somehow.
Well, maybe because it's inside out as opposed to the shield. Because if one side is hot and the other side is cold, then, I don't come up with this stuff. I just have to try and justify it.
Blah, blah. Macaronis is talking about the, it's a first turn kill Magic the Gathering combo involving several Mox Emeralds or Rubies. So you could channel with 19 life, then blow one extra colorless to deal 20 damage with your fireball. I did 20 damage to your mom with my fireballs. Macaroni says, there was once this Mountain Dew ripoff called Kick. It was good for a while until for some reason they added jalapeno pepper flavor to it. Never saw it again after that.
Wow. That's something that I would almost have to try if I saw it in a store.
Yeah, jalapeno flavored soda.
Yeah. I don't think it would be very good, but I have a problem wherein if it doesn't seem like completely outside of the realm of something that might taste good, I'll try it. As far as beverages go. Just how, by the way, the red vault flavor that they just came out with is horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I don't say that for your benefit, because I don't think you'd ever drink a green vault or a red vault, but for the listeners out there, it just tastes like someone took the syrup that you make a slushy out of and carbonated it.
Huh.
And added, like, a little bit of toothpaste. Yeah.
Riff keeps trying to get me to try Vault. He keeps saying that Vault is to Mountain Dew what Coke is to Pepsi, which...
Well, Vault is Surge, pretty much. So if you had Surge back when Surge was out, you've had Vault.
Oh, shit. Did the new Paper Mario game come out today?
That I don't know.
Max Vance says, for those who have Wii's, did any of you get a copy of Super Paper Mario? I know, but if it's out, I'm buying it on the way home. Because... Damn, Gina.
It sells. Yeah, it's out. It is, and they still no launch date on Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Freaking Mario Party 8 was released in the UK, and on March 30th, and here it's May 30th.
Huh. I reread the Penny Arcade about Mario Party today. Which did you ever see it?
Yeah,
my sentiments exactly, pretty much. I was sort of yelling about that last night. Like, Phoenix asked me if I was going to buy the new Mario Party game when it came out, and I was just like, fuck no. Because it irritates me that they seem to just sort of, in a calculated way, punish you for succeeding, and that's just not a feature that... Like, I just totally wouldn't mind if... You landed on a square that gave the person in, that put the person in last place in second place by a very narrow margin, and then like some later coin flip decision caused you to lose to them. But just like, hey, I'm gonna take the person in first place and just trade all their shit with the person in last place, you know, basically making it so if you're winning, the only thing that can happen to you is that you just lose everything.
If somebody hits the right space, but yeah, that. Evened out a little bit in Mario Party 7, but it's still
is
the case.
Is 6 the one that I had?
Is probably the one that you
had. The one that came with the microphone?
Yeah. But it seems like it's mostly concerned with everyone having a shot at winning, so if somebody's really ahead, something bad's more likely to happen to them to get them closer to the rest of people. And
yeah, but it's not...
I don't know. I've never really played it for the sole purpose of winning. It's just fun to wave your
own. I understand that it's fun to play... You know, it is fun to play all the minigames with people, and it's just that the board game aspect, like... It seems so random that it's just not fun. You know, the mini games, you have a goal. The board game, you can't really take any action to move toward a goal because there is so much randomness that's just going to fuck you over. You know, the mini games, like, you know, I don't think anybody would complain if, like, oh man, somebody with better reflexes is better at this mini game than the other stuff, right? So, you know, it's about the mini games. Let's say winning the mini games is what. And I guess, you know, being good at the mini games tends to cause you to place higher in the end, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, being good at the mini games gives you more coins, so you can buy more stars.
Cocaine, so you can win more mini games, so you can earn more coins, so you can buy more cocaine.
Yeah.
The Naked Jew points out a typo in the Goodfella contract drop text, and... that is something that I should fix. And that is something that I will perhaps fix right now. Although I can't actually push out the fight script right now.
The first rule about the fight script is... whatever.
No, and actually, I've got the fight script open in my office, so I can't edit it from here. So...
I wish to God there were an easy way to find what titles have been released for the Virtual Console in any given week. Because Nintendo's website is always a week behind.
Huh.
And somebody out there knows, because somebody's been telling me every week, like, hey, we just saw that these games have been released. It's like, oh, Punch-Out. Nice.
The, I logged on to the shop channel last night to flip through it, but the fact that you can see a list of 8 games, you can see 2 or 3 of them at a time, and then it just takes, like, 30 seconds for you to scroll to the next batch of 8. This is like, I don't even care if there's anything good on this list. I'm not going to sit and look through this entire list with the restrictions that have been placed.
Mine tends to go a little bit faster than that, but...
No, it's weird. My Wii does not seem to be able to... It's not very good at connecting to the internet. Like, the internet in my house is fine, and it is sitting... I'll bet it's actually touching the wireless router, right? Where it's sitting, but it just doesn't seem to want to... It doesn't seem to want to connect. Maybe I should just get a little patch cable and plug it straight into the hub.
Yeah.
That would probably make it significantly more
The only
reliable.
Thing that I've had trouble with is occasionally it sends a packet or something that makes it so I have to bounce the router... because it just kind of kicks everybody offline every now and again.
Huh. That's weird.
But
I did have to change the channel that my wireless router was operating on in order to get the Wii to connect at all.
Huh.
Like, it just has some bug where it wouldn't connect. After a system update, it just would not connect on the default channel that Linksys routers are set to. So, it was kind of goofy. Vash Orion says, Jick, you think flying from England to Boston sucks? Try flying from Tokyo to New York while an emo girl is whining her life story to you on one side and a baby is on the other. Oh, and you can't sleep. They drug the air. Well, they drug some air all the way from Tokyo to New York.
Yeah, I reckon they did.
No, I don't want to try that. I'm battling with an absolute lack of desire to ever go to Japan. People tell me
I really want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Maybe thinking about it now. Because I used to be really scared of being somewhere that I didn't speak the language, right? But, like, you know, going to Belgium and Paris and Germany just wasn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should have known that it just wasn't that big of a deal, right? But, I feel like there is so much more than just a language barrier between here and Japan that I seriously just... I feel like I would try and get a hotel room and end up with a car, you know, or, you know...
Some girl telling you to lip her stockings and...
I feel like just watching Lost in Translation again would be the same as visiting Japan. My wife's going to make me go, though. She's going to make me go to goddamned Australia, too. And I
mostly
what I don't want is to be on an airplane ever again. Do they have cruises to Australia? That was an alternative that was suggested.
It would only take 9 or 10 weeks to get there.
I feel like those cruise ships make pretty good time. I mean, because you can get from like San Diego to Alaska in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you?
Sure. I'm gonna say yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it might be like 2 weeks to get there or whatever. But like, I hate airplanes, man. Mini Johnny says, Jick, whatever happened to the Gay I Am blue yoga ball? Do you still have it? Yeah, it's probably deflated in a closet somewhere. The pumps that come with those things are just total ass, and they always break after one use.
I have a spare pump if you want it. And that's not a euphemism or anything.
Anaka Jew says, who would win in a fight, the Yeti familiar or the penguin familiar?
I would say that given that the Yeti has a penguin smacking club and the penguin doesn't have a Yeti smacking club, that probably the Yeti would take it.
Hey, there's a secondary piece of familiar equipment for that guy. The Yeti smacking. It was just plus 20 damage against Yetis.
Right. It would be funny if we finally did the multiple equipment thing and just did it so that none of the equipment was really any good. That would be excellent.
Mini Johnny says, so I read Bum Rape Island after I heard of it on Monday's show. I literally lolled. When you mentioned that swearing sentence, did you mean Willy Cunt Cum Fuck Poo Vagina Bum the Baps? No, that was not the sentence. Do you remember, some player that was in Lounge back in the day had Bum Rape Island linked to as their profile website, and I don't remember. I need to read it again so that I can find that particular sentence that was so amusing to me. I think it was about Japs, but I don't remember some specific thing about Japs. Glebe says, could you have harmful effects not fire on critical hits? It's kind of insulting to get tetanus when I have 1200 buffed Moxie. Well, you know, the spear adds tetanus to injury. No, adding tetanus to insult. I forget what the joke is.
Insult to injury.
Right, I think it's like adding tetanus to injury, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hogulus says, right now the hippo skin buckler is the best shield for soaking up damage, assuming one has hero of the half shell, with its 5 damage reduction and plus 5 muscle bonus that can be made only with armor craftiness. However, the snake shield, which any player can get after killing a snake down in the gallery, outshines it in both areas with 7 DR and 6 muscle. Additionally, one can find a snake shield well before level 8 when one finally gets access to hippo skins. Any plans to improve the hippo / yak / penguin skin bucklers, or make better smithable bucklers that are actually better than what one can get without armor craftiness? That's probably a reasonable thing to do. I don't know that it would really hurt anything to, but I mean, one thing that I will say about the hippo skin buckler is that it is, I'm guessing, easier to get because of the relative drop rates of Yeti skins versus those knights. Although the knights may come up a lot more often than I think they do. So I don't know. I think people tend to think that stuff in the gallery is easy to get because so many, like, serious players spend all of their time in the gallery, so everything that drops there, they eventually get one of, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean it's easier to get than something crafted from some other area, even a higher level area.
Yeah, again, I say, every time I do a run, once I can get into the gallery, I go, okay, everyone keeps telling me this is the only way to play this game in an anywhere near optimal fashion, so I go into the gallery, get the shit kicked out of me, do a whole bunch of buffs and skills, go into the gallery, get the shit kicked out of me, level up 2 more levels, go in the gallery, get the shit kicked out of me. Just like, by the time I can fight in there and not get the shit kicked out of me, it's time to ascend.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it at all.
I mean, the thing is, people can get in there and survive at level 5, right? If you're really seriously...
Mm.
Like, and I don't know what, I mean, I don't know if it's like just having buffed Moxie that makes so they don't get hit. I don't know if it's that they're always LTSing and getting initiatives so that they always kill the monsters on the first hit. I don't know if it's that they have super high damage absorption so they can, you know... I mean, a lot of it is just permed skills, and that makes sense, right? The game should get easier the more skills you have permed. I don't know that it should ever be easy enough that you can handle that zone at level 5. You know, if it's possible for a character to, you know, be able to ascend and yet not be able to fight in that zone is obviously very tough to adventure in, you know? And it seems like, in a lot of ways, you know, it makes sense that it's the most advantageous place in terms of the yield that you get there because it's also very challenging and, you know, greater risk should equal greater reward. It's the extent to which people can get in there with zero risk that, at very low levels, I think, that makes that overpowered.
Right.
Oh...
DevDog says, after doing the myself and my familiar go to White Castle quest on both accounts on the same day, myself started to wonder, will we see the return of balls, kites, ragdolls, etc.? Well, the funny thing is, when I did the Crembo content for this past year, I thought, I'll bring back all of those toys because people really like them and we wanted people to have a chance to make them again. And I'll kind of make a joke out of the fact that it's the same content by making them spooky. But, you know, surely no one will complain about that. And plenty of people just said, that's so ghetto that you didn't make new toys. Why did you have to give us this old shit back? So, I don't know. Either there's a vocal minority that doesn't like seeing the limited edition content come back, or that's the opinion of the majority.
I mean, what gets me, I guess, is that content wasn't really limited edition in terms of its usefulness, right? I mean, because the designs weren't all that great. I guess that the dollhouses were sort of a big deal for people collecting those things, but you know, they are still limited edition. You know, that they
you can never get another soldier. You can only get a mercenary. By the way, just the funk slinging dual ambidextrous funk slinging with two mercenaries is a really handy way to win battles for like 50 meat a battle.
Right, and that's probably a horribly inefficient way to play the game.
Right.
And you know, so is using a combat familiar. And for somebody who plays the way I play when I'm fucking around playing this game, using a combat familiar is awesome because it just does tons of damage and lets you win fights that you wouldn't be able to win earlier.
And win them in fewer amounts of clicks.
Yeah. This game is fun.
It is. I'm glad you've come to that realization.
Macarona says, ever consider making a kind of sponge cake we can nibble on while watching all of those tourists covered in oil?
Then we would have to add an adventure where you blow out your flip-flop by stepping on a pop-top.
I don't understand where the sponge cake thing came from. Like, that just seemed like maybe a convenient rhyme, because that is just not something that I associate with the beach.
Right. You know? Like, I think the song actually started with watching the sun bake all those tourists covered in oil, and then, like, once it became clear what the structure of the song would be, he had to write that line. And that's probably more thought that than anybody's given to Margaritaville since its inception.
I wonder how he feels about that. Because, I mean, that has to have just been, you know, super throwaway, and then for it to just become his sort of identifying thing, you know, like, I bet he didn't know when he wrote that song that it was going to be listened to 10 billion times, you know, like, I wonder sometimes about, you know, little decisions and whether people regret them later once things get popular.
Like the decision to play more of my turns on Mr. Skullhead than Mighty Bjorn. As far as Jimmy Buffett goes, though, I don't think it bothers him all that much, because whenever he feels down, he can go for a swim in his giant vat full of money.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally I'm sure he's like, couldn't you guys listen to Cheeseburger in Paradise just one time?
Does he still do concerts?
Yeah, he has a whole group of aging fans that follow him around.
Is there a parking lot scene where they trade Bengay and Metamucil?
Viagra. And some combination of the three.
Max Vance says, if you're in the Haunted Library and read the Better Haunted Homes and Conservatories cookbook, it gives you a random recipe. Are the recipes hard-coded as opposed to automatically being able to give recipes when new ones are added? No, it can automatically give new recipes when they're added. So it never gives you any recipe that requires a skill to create, and there are certain ones that are blacklisted. Either, like, discontinued stuff that wouldn't make any sense to people or stuff that would be spoilery.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is automatically able to find new recipes as they're added. Cub says, regarding the KOL forums, any chance of you ever putting in an easy way to search for a specific user's profile? I wanted to check my friend's profile, but it was hard. That would be a feature of PHPBB and not a feature of anything that we have any control over. So go to phpbb.org or whatever, .net. One of those is probably a porn squatter site.
Right.
Or a squatter porn site. There's either women going to the bathroom or homeless naked women in abandoned buildings.
Right. Yeah. It's not that hard to do that, though. You just do an author search, and so if they've made a post, you can find their profile.
Huh. I hardly ever use the search in the forums. Enter the Wumpus says, so, long-winded question time. You mentioned that get player is the most intensive thing someone can do to the server. I'm postulating that calling get player accesses the player table. My question is, what exactly is stored in the player table? I don't know that get player is really the server-intensive thing anybody can do anymore. It used to be because get player is not just calling the player table. Get player is figuring out the state of your character right now based on the data in the player table, and all of your items and their enchantments, and all of your skills and any effects that they would have on it, and all of the effects that you have on. And so it used to have to hit all kinds of different stuff. We've made it significantly more efficient. I think it might actually only hit the player table now, so get player is kind of no longer that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Logging on is the biggest single strain event. Although ascending might be worse than logging on in terms of what it's actually doing to the database. I'm not entirely sure.
Hmm.
But that, at least you can't do it over and over again. Eke Idol says, where do scammers fall on the bar KOL test? Are they hearts gone wrong? Clubs without PvP? Diamonds with no morals? Spades with too many multis who need some of them deleted?
I wonder if that's a blind spot in the Bartle test. That I don't think the games at the time that he wrote that stuff were sophisticated enough that there were people just trying to rip you off for game stuff. Rift
probably
got a point. He said
their ultimate goal in ripping you off is probably diamondy in general.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might be a club reason.
Might be a club reason. Might be a diamond. They're not hearts, though. They could be hearts of glass. I hearts three sizes.
They could be
small.
Hearts in Atlantis.
I hate Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She used to be kind of hot, though.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe you. She's blonde.
Some blonde women are attracted. Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson's not blonde.
She is in Vogue this month. She's on the cover.
She's in Vogue this month?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's all in Vogue. And she's never going to get it.
She's all the rage.
Jed the Nifty says, how about lead players have wills? Upon completing an optional quest, they can instead will the reward to the next life. The trade-off is you complete the Whitey's Grove quest and you don't get access, you don't get the rewards, but the next time you go through it, you don't have to complete the quest and you do get the rewards.
That would be kind of a nightmare.
That would be interesting. I think it would just make it, though, so you, in the leaderboards, you'd see one incredibly slow ascension and one incredibly fast ascension.
Yeah, on people's histories. I mean, we are definitely... The idea... We're open to the idea and to the sort of possibility space of making things that you do on this run, you know, subtly alter the contents of the letter, you know, or put extra stuff in the letter from King Ralph or whatever, you know, so that there could be some strategy involved in doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Giark the Mighty says, I was wondering, can we have a familiar transfer option? So if I wanted to trade a familiar with another from somebody else, both familiars would be deleted, replaced, and the hatchlings could appear in the inventories. No, that would make everyone kill us.
Yeah. What if that was something, a special kind of trait that you could propose to people that wouldn't render them back to their larval forms and would just switch them from terrarium to terrarium?
I think that would be equally... What I think that would do is I think that it would just make it so the people who buy Familiars of the Month as sort of investments to sell to people later would just be super pissed off at us.
Yeah.
And stop doing that. And, you know, it's... I don't want to say, like, oh, we're not doing this because it would cut into our revenue stream, but... It would be sort of irresponsible to do something that we knew was going to bring in less money.
Yeah. You know? Well, not only that, but it would be kind of screwing over people who have already given us a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than anything. But I was thinking, like, that would keep people from putting them in the mall, say.
Right.
And it would reduce it to people trading just, you know, one-on-one. But it would still be a way.
I mean, The counterclockwise watch, that new ultra rare, an ultra rare, was coded initially as the thing that pulls a familiar out of a terrarium and makes it so you can sell it to somebody again, right?
Right.
And that was met with just such fury from everyone who was exposed to the idea that it, you know, it eventually just became a totally different item.
Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel like something that the entirety of the dev team was just so vehemently against, you know, as representatives of any aspect of the player base, like, they're probably right that it's a bad idea for us to do it, you know. That direct familiar trade is not doing that, but it's tantamount to doing it. I mean, certainly... It certainly has more of the sort of infuriation factor for the same reasons than an ultra rare one would do.
Yeah. Huh. So your talk about eBay made me want to check out how our Kingdom of Loathing auctions are doing.
Yeah. Are they still on there?
Yeah.
Because eBay must just not know.
Yeah.
About us, because they've said, I mean, they said months ago that no more virtual item auctions. Although I wonder if there are just tricks for getting around that now.
Hmm.
I mean, because there was always the, you know, you're bidding on this pencil, and whoever buys this pencil gets as a free gift my level 70, you know, hunter with full epic gear. And, I mean, does that count? I guess that counts, right? But I mean, what the fuck? I'm not allowed to sell a pencil?
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do that or not, you know?
But, I'm surprised, actually, that somebody has a year's worth of Mr. Store items, starting with this month and going back to the Hobo Spirit, and it's going for $70.
Huh.
Currently.
That
seems low.
That does seem low. I mean, how much time is left on it?
4 days.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. It'll probably... Yeah. Blastodon says, hey guys, just saw the cutest girl at my law school wearing the Sabretooth Lime shirt. Please suggest a KOL-themed pickup line.
I would suggest that rather than say something like, hey, want to see me steal my own pants, you say, oh, hey, do you play KOL? What's your player name? And, like, I play KOL, and it's a great game, and I have fun playing it, and... Yeah, you just go for a conversation.
Not, nice tits, wanna fuck? That always seemed like a good... Is your father a thief? Because if you didn't pay for that shirt.
My favorite one that you did was, is your father a baker? Because you kind of smell like bread.
One of the events during the mystery hunt was every group had to send a dominant and a submissive, and then the event, once they got there, and it was all just like sort of pasty nerds in bondage gear. I didn't actually go to this, but apparently the meat of the event was there were all these, they would give you the first, the pickup line, and then a response to the pickup line, sort of drawn out of a hat, and you had to find the person with the appropriate response to the line that you had. Like the dominance had to find the submissive with the right thing, and then something. Like the events were all just sort of fun and silly, like breaks from the actual hunt, it seems like. But they said one of the rejected ones was, "Is your father a thief?" "Yes, yes he is. Let's have sex."
Let's see, VA John Old Bloodfart says, "I went to see the Optimus Rhyme / MC Lars / MC Frontalot last night. Talked to Frontalot after a set and mentioned I first heard of him from Kingdom of Loathing. He told me he almost didn't finish his new CD in time because he was always playing Kingdom, and apparently he finished his second Ascension just before doing the final mix. Just thought you might find that interesting." I do, although I looked at the track list for the CD, which should be in the mail any day now, and was sad to see that he hadn't written a Kingdom of Loathing theme song.
You know,
maybe next time.
Yeah, we got to get him. We got to get him and the mini bosses together, right? Enemy Lasagna says, "Any hints on the narrative reason the Dungeons of Doom is going to open up?" Yeah, not so much a hint as just a flat out reveal. I'm thinking that we're going to put a Dungeoneers Association in town that. Their job is they're like the Modrons in Planescape Torment for the one or two of you who played the game and went there. They're doing research on what makes dungeons cool, and so they build various dungeons and have people adventure in them for various reasons.
LSK suggests KOL Trivial Pursuit using Trivial Updates as your trivia cards. I don't know. I was pleased with some of the KOL Monopoly things that people made, but that's that would be fun to do, except that it's become kind of lame to do that. Like the first couple of those that came out, like Star Wars Monopoly, that was kind of neat, but now there's like Dog Breeder Monopoly and Neopets Monopoly and Turd Flinger Monopoly, and it, you know, once the Turd Flinger's getting hold of it.
Yeah,
we should come up with a KOL version of a card game where you have some dice and you play with some cards. And
that's a good idea.
I'll get right on that.
The Pretender says, "Will there be a complete reset of all the Ascension leaderboards and clan leaderboards upon NS13? I think I figured out a way that we can simulate it without doing anything really complicated, but yes. Basically, right now, the leaderboards roll, like, Ascensions roll off the leaderboards after 60 days, right? What I'm going to do is, the day that NS13 comes out, I'm going to make the leaderboards start rolling at 0 days, and then the next day they roll at 1 day, and the next day they roll at 2 days, the next day they roll at 3 days. And what I'm hoping that will do is it will... I don't think the arithmetic is going to work out for what I actually want it to accomplish. What I want is for the first few Ascensions after NS13 to roll pretty quickly away from... I may leave it at, like, 1 day for a week or so, because what I'm afraid of is that, all right, Ascensions are going to take significantly longer after NS13, right? So what I don't want is for somebody to be at the base of the tower at level 13 with a really low turn count, and then the first day after NS13 comes out, they play through the quest and ascend, but they haven't been subject to the rigors of the level 11 and 12 quests, right? So they get this impossibly low turn count. I want those records to expire pretty quickly, right? Like, yeah. There's no reason they shouldn't pop up under the board for one day. So what will probably happen is it will stay at a one-day roll for, like, a week. And then the museum will get a sort of snapshot of the leaderboards for the date that NS13 rolled.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. When you were gone, I took several questions about that, and I took them and said, I don't know, and I'm sure that we'll come up with something that won't piss anybody off, and, you know, that was a lie. And we'll come up with something that doesn't piss us off. It's the best we can hope for.
Iluro Dragon says, can you have 5-4 make every player send in an x-ray of their player pick so there's more verisimilitude when I'm wearing my x-ray specs and click those links? Thanks. How do you pronounce that?
Verisimilitude.
Verisimilitude. What does it mean?
Truth.
Truth.
Yeah. Truthiness. Truth as an adjective? Or a
truth as a noun?
Truth as a noun, yeah.
But I mean, it's got to have some kind of implications other than just truth. If only there was some sort of reference book that was accessible via some vast network of computers.
The state or quality of something that exhibits the appearance of truth or reality. Like there was a low level of verisimilitude in the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon because real people can't jump 10 feet in the air.
Okay.
So, like, truth.
Verisimilar is having the appearance of truth, depicting realism, as in art or literature. So I guess you would say that a photograph exhibits more verisimilitude than an abstract painting.
Right. New Juice says, which I would assume is the Naked Juice Multi, said the description for the Hill of Beans should be the problems of three little people in this crazy world don't amount to this. I like that there's just that attack or miss message for the Knob Goblin Bean counter is the only place that shows up, and I kind of like it that way.
And Naked Juice says, how come I can still get claw machine items in hardcore? They're auto-sellable. Yeah, they're auto-sellable for little enough meat that we kind of figured it wasn't a big deal.
Since they're limited in the number of them that you can get.
Yeah.
Unless you were abusing multis, and then we can take care of that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're in hardcore, you can't multi-abuse anything, right? So, I mean, that was why it wasn't a big deal. Vashorion says, shouldn't that hair on your chest message for low-level characters who try to go to the mall be something different for girls? No. Girls in Kingdom of Living have as much hair on their chest as men do.
Yeah.
And all girls have about as much hair on their chest as I do, because I don't have any hair on my chest, so that's kind of what I'm basing that on.
If we change that to, like, boobs on your chest, or gotta get some more chest on your chest, I think there would be an outcry.
Yeah.
So, in striving for gender equality, we could end up being offensive, and if there's one thing we don't want.
Because you do have to show him that you have hair on your chest, right? So girls have to show him their tits before they can get into the mall,
right.
And... yeah. And he's not into, you know, level 2 girls.
What you should ask yourself, though, is the guard isn't a gnome. How is he aware that you have a chest? That's what's really going to keep you guys up tonight.
Should we take a
be sure? We'll be back in about 11 minutes.
Covered, I got curtains made of lid. things from head to toes, and an army of Pinocchios. I got doors in the attic, monsters under the bed, ghosts in the cupboard, I got curtains made of lead, bats in the belfry, goblins out in the shed. Well, I was crying for a vision, I got static instead. Boy, oh boy, I got a noisy head. Boy, oh boy, I got a noisy head. I got the radio on. History books, the kings, queens, bishops, knights, and rooks, and the blood they spilled, the gold they took, was always first the pawns. I got toys in the attic, monsters under the bed, ghosts in the cupboard, I got curtains made of lead, bats in the belfry, goblins out in the shed. Well, I was trying for a vision, I got static instead. Boy, oh boy, yeah, I crown for a vision, I got static instead. Boy, oh boy, I got a noisy head.
I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Why can't I get just one fuck? Why can't I get just one fuck? I guess it's got something to do with luck, but I win my whole life with just one. Day after day, I get angry, and I will say that the day is in my sight. When I take a bow, say goodnight. Oh, my mama, 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 mom. Kept your eye on your son. I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left, he left you on the run. So mo my mama, mama, mo my mom. Take a look now at what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. He went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke, grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Come on, my mama, 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 my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City is restless, it's ready to pounce. Put you in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. And oh, my mama, 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 my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City is restless, it's ready to pounce. Put you in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. I'm giving you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just as I'm ready to cut it up. Honey, I'm gonna add it up. I'm gonna add it up, add it up, and add it up.
That's I played Pearl Jam's Daughter, which, despite the fact that I still have no idea what it's about or what it means, is still one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. Like, Don't Call Me Daughter, Not Fair to The Picture Kept Will Remind Me. Yeah, I don't know. The shades go down.
Is there anything like Wikipedia, but for, like, song interpretations?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Wikipedia would have a song interpretation for that.
Yeah. Did you see that thing that Lore linked to on his blog, that TV Tropes wiki?
Yeah, I...
That was really neat. I spent about an hour looking at that yesterday. Like, just... Look at the first entry on the Slumbering Lungfish. It's about this wiki of, like, television and literary tropes. I guess just television. But, yeah, that was a neat website.
Yeah, kind of television and movies. I think I got there looking for... Oh, who did the voiceover on Law & Order at the beginning? Just was kind of curious. And that site came up, and everything that I looked at had this lingo that I didn't understand, and every piece of lingo I didn't understand was a hyperlink. It's like, oh, now I understand what a Too Dumb to Live character is and what a Wooby is. And I don't know. It seems like the purpose of learning all of that lingo would be to just kind of be snarky with stuff, but it was still entertaining.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't want to... It's just, it's always interesting to see, like, a web of relationships.
Just to see if this same character type is in Oz and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Carnival.
Right. I mean, just I mostly just read stuff that radiated out from Dune and Firefly.
Oh.
I tried to buy Firefly today, and they didn't have it at Best Buy.
You tried and failed?
I tried and failed.
I still, Aaron is perfectly willing to loan us that whole collection for us to watch it, but I still haven't watched any Firefly at all.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take long at all. Like, I watched the entire series, like, the first week that I was in Boston.
Mm.
But now Riff wants to see it, and I convinced my wife to watch it. Okay, so Eddie Vedder, about the song Daughter. This is awful. It's about a kid with a learning disability and adults beating her and because they think that she's misbehaving. I don't know.
I don't know how any of that comes out in the lyric.
Yeah.
Young girl, violence, center of her own attention. Mother reads aloud, child tries to understand, tries to make her proud. Because the song also only has like a verse and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And shades go down, it's in her head. I don't know. I think I preferred not to think about it being a girl being beaten for being dyslexic.
Well, you know.
I mean, a woman should be beaten for trying to learn to read.
Yeah,
but not for being dyslexic.
No. But only with a stick narrower than your thumb.
Right. You know that's an urban legend, right?
I think I always sort of assumed that it was an urban legend, right? What is the actual etymology of rule of thumb?
If you want to answer a question, I'll figure it out.
I want to answer that question, but I can't. Gleeb says, how much trouble would it be to include a move to top and move to bottom button for trophy rearranging? It's not that it would be trouble to add more sophisticated trophy rearrangement tools there. It's that I want to keep that interface simple. And that's... Honestly, it's fine for people who have always had it, right? The only reason people think it's a pain in the ass is, I guess, A, if they're constantly rearranging their trophies, which the answer to that is just don't do that. Or B, if you already have a ton of trophies that you want in some specific order that it's not already in. Moorbank says, hey, could you guys fix it so where you can't get the Fernsworthy's what, no shovel adventure twice in a row? At least let a grave robber come along between them. Yeah, I need to fix that. I need to do something about that. It's not cool the way that it works now. You know what I could do is I could just give a daily flag that was the next time that it was available to come up and just have it add, you know, have it show up at minimum like 7 or 8 turns later. That's what it works.
Okay, so it's long been attributed to some judge making that ruling that it was okay to beat, you know, with the rule of thumb, but that's a myth. And
was it Judge Fudge?
It was Judge Dredd, actually. So it makes it clear that the origin refers to one of numerous ways that thumbs have been used to estimate things, like holding up a thumb in your eye line for painting, or like sticking your thumb in beer to tell how cold it is, apparently. Well, wow. It says, like, the temperature of brews of beer is one of the things that you would measure with your thumb, I suppose.
Huh. I guess if you were brewing beer and needed to know the temperature, and that way there's a little bit of your thumbnail crust in every glass of beer that someone drinks. I hope brewers still do that.
I haven't had a pint of thumbnail crust ale in so long. KOLMOD asks that we tell people, if you're planning on going to the KOL meet in Atlanta, the hotel rate, the special hotel rate that they've got, is gone after Wednesday. So if you're planning on going to KOL Atlanta, you should book your hotel room with quickness. And there's a thread in the community forum about KOL Atlanta. So that's the news from KOL Modi.
Ron says, after playing World of Warcraft for a week straight, I think I can safely say that this game would be much better with raids, bind-on-equip items, epic mounts. What the fuck would they do? No one knows. And 3D stick figures. Oh, the epic mounts could cost 100,000 million meat, and then they change your profile picture.
And they could fly, but...
then in 10 levels, there's a flying one for a billion meat. That's, you'll actually be surprised with one of our sort of long-term content goals. You won't be surprised. You'll be happy about it. Dr. Van Mojo says, would it be possible to replace pirate drunkenness with a bad effect that is possible to avoid, a la amnesia or cunctitis? Maybe a bad choice adventure, drunkenness minus stats or minus meat. Maybe give the option to lose your pirate outfit or part of it instead of gaining the drunkenness. Choices are fun, even if they're bad choices. I mean, people sort of scream about how it is terribly unfair and makes the game way too RNG dependent that there is that drunkenness adventure in a zone that's required for you to adventure in order to complete the zone. And I think that the most effective and the sort of smartest ass way to prevent that pissing and moaning would be to make it so you have to encounter that drunkenness adventure exactly once before you get the adventure that gives you the dictionary.
Right.
And I don't have a problem with that, and that's probably what I'll end up doing. And then you can say that it's RNG swingy, but it's just not.
I think that the heart of the complaint is this is unlike anything else in the game where you just can't avoid drunkenness and you have to do it to finish the quest. So I think the actual thing we should do is put an adventure in every zone that you have to adventure in for a quest that gives you drunkenness.
I mean, I do think that it's gotta be frustrating for a new player if they are adventuring. I mean, it depends. The way that I would play the game is I would do all my adventures, and when I ran out of adventures, I would drink one booze item, and then I would adventure for a while until I ran out of adventures, and then I would drink another booze item, and then I would adventure until those adventures ran out.
Right.
And somebody playing like that is not going to overdrink by going to the pirates in a way that costs them any more than just a tiny handful of turns that day, right? And it doesn't actually cost them the turns, right? Because if they're actively playing, they're not going to hit the 200 turn cap at rollover or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to have to stop playing for the day because of that adventure. And that is not particularly fun, I will admit, you know, just encountering something that makes it so you can't play the rest of your turns. But in general, I think you're only going to encounter that if you've already played a bunch of turns, unless you're in the habit of doing all of your eating and drinking very first thing.
Right.
You know, and that will teach you not to do that. QOV says, please can you make it so that I can put my manual of transmission in my closet when I've finished reading it? Why am I forced to carry around a book I've already read? it's just a vagary of the fact that it's a quest item, you know? Yeah. Toxic Popsicle says, I'm hoping the log out thing is an April Fool's joke, only a little late. No, April Fool's joke. It is kind of a necessary evil at this point. There may still be some glitches with it. If it's affecting you at all, if you only play once a day, you should never encounter that. Right? Rollover should be resetting that trigger. And if it's not, then something is wrong and we'll fix that, right? But the way it stands now, there is an exploit, and there are really any number of exploits that utilize the same principle that just has to be there in order to prevent until we can come up with a better way of preventing it. And, you know, we might not come up with a better way of preventing it, in which case, you know, just get used to logging out. I know that it sucks that, you know, that your session will time out, right? But that doesn't happen all that often. I mean, how long do you have to leave a browser just sitting there with nothing happening for your session to time out?
A while. It doesn't happen to me when I'm spending 2 or 3 hours logged in and not doing anything.
Yeah.
So
do you tend to have the GM utilities page open though?
Yeah.
Because that automatically keeps your session alive.
Oh, so then I.
So yeah, the way that we experience it is not the way that other people experience it. I mean, there are probably grease monkey scripts that automatically keep your shit alive. But, you know, sorry, it just has to be that way. Lord Iyer says, who is the oldest person playing KOL that you know of? The oldest character is me. The oldest player, I think Skyline BNR34 is like 700?
Yeah.
Clapping Man says, implement a scroll of genocide once per ascension item. It'd have to work only on optional creatures, but it'd be a good alternative for the wand. I mean, it could work only on creatures in the Dungeons of Doom, and that would be totally fine, because nothing in there is required for anything. I wouldn't want to have to write it in a way that, you know, made it so you couldn't do it on monsters that had items that were required to drop, because if we forget one in the future, then people can put themselves into, you know, put their game into an unwinnable state, and how would you explain that it just doesn't work on certain creatures?
Yeah.
Hogula says, you should be able to use a tiny house to cure disease-type status effects, but only after it berates you, gives you several false diagnoses, and steals your goofballs if you have any. But a bunch.
And I can't keep up with you jumping through the list.
Yes, I'm just kind of bouncing around. I feel like we're going to run out of time before we run out of questions this time.
That's not a bad idea. Macarona says, with all the complaining about the new effects, how about a shirt with a similar effect to the giant pinky ring? A plain white shirt or something, drops in Whitey's Grove, 40% chance of negating. You know. Some kind of piece of equipment that was maybe marginally easier to get or was as hard to get in a different way. Because the pinky ring is not something that everyone, especially those who aren't into spoilers, are going to be able to get.
Yeah, that's true. Though, how big of a deal are the status effects for people who are not into spoilers? I mean, one thing that we could do is that we could use that as the sort of invisible luck stat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just have various things that, you know, increase your luck. Like if we made the rabbit's foot also protect against negative status effects if you had it equipped. You know, there could be some kind of invisible things like that.
It's not a bad idea.
That I've not told you about. Ivan GS also says, what's the deal with pirate drunkenness? It seems like it's nothing more than pure RNG screwage for new game. Well, we've told you how we're going to fix that, so.
I'm just kind of confused how this is just now becoming a hot topic of discussion.
Well, I think it's that we've done so much to eliminate the extent to which the RNG can just seriously screw over an ascension run that the few opportunities that it has to do so just seem like these glaring design flaws now. You know, when in fact they're just sort of the state of the game moving from a time when it was even more RNG dependent, you know, skillful way. And the thing is, I mean, I'm all about tweaking the RNG to actually sort of tune the experience that people have, right? Like, you know, like making it so you can't encounter the completely different spider before you've encountered the regular spider, you know, like that kind of thing. The queue, which has become this incredibly important part of gameplay for everybody in ways that's just really annoying to me. That is designed to make the game seem less tedious and you know, sort of just random by making it so you don't get the same adventure twice in a row all the time, or the same monster twice in a row, right? And, you know, so there is nothing wrong with... I don't think the game loses anything when we reduce the extent to which the RNG is, like, a serious factor that fucks with you, right? So, right. You know, I mean, all the outfit choice adventures were like that, right? Because the drop rates for the pirate outfit could add, you know, days to a run if you got unlucky. And that's obviously something that we don't want, right? Like, we don't want to... But, I mean... And really, I honestly think it's not a big deal. Oh, I got unlucky, so this run's going to take an extra day. Like, you know, tough shit. That happens sometimes. You know, you could conceivably be in a fight and just keep missing, you know, or the monster. You could have a run where every single time you're fighting a monster, it criticals you every time it hits. That is theoretically possible, right? And, you know, oh man, the RNG fucked my run up. But yeah, no, I like that solution. I like that you get the drunkenness exactly once before you get the dictionary. So then it's something you have to plan for, right? Yeah. And I mean, and you know, we replace it with an adventure that beats you up if you're on a path that can't drink booze. So that, you know, something bad happens to everybody.
Right.
John Raman says, could you make the dandelion's attack ability work when you have a whip equipped in your offhand? It should, yeah.
I was going to say that I thought that was the trade-off. It was the limiting factor of having that attack is that you have to have a whip equipped. I mean, that was what the devsters were saying when we had it, when we were planning on doing it.
Yeah.
It was just, that's a good limiting factor, is that you have to have a substandard weapon, or a suboptimal weapon.
Yeah, I guess you could have a whip in your offhand and some other item in your main hand.
Although, it still means you can't have anything that's two-handed, so...
Or another good weapon in your offhand. I don't honestly feel like it would be unbalancing to allow that to work with a whip in your offhand. So, you know, it's not... You know, because mostly I think what you get out of weapons is their enchantments rather than the damage that they do. And why wouldn't you just put the good weapon in your offhand and put the whip in your main hand so that you'd get the attack? You know, so... Glebe says, what's up with the tattoo change? Was that our Jarlsberg holiday? I have no idea what the fuck happened with that. I don't know exactly. At some point in the last few days, everybody got set to the
Pastamancer
tattoo.
Huh.
Out of the, like, 99% of the active accounts in the game still have that as their tattoo, and I have no idea what happened. I've looked at every place where the code manipulates that. I don't know if it was just some random, like, data corruption, which, if so, it fucking... That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Right? But nothing else happened. I don't understand how, like, you know... That seems like a really weird thing to happen as a result of some random database corruption.
Right.
But I've looked at every bit of code that changes tattoos, and I don't think that there is any way that you could have passed it bad data. I mean, it was really old, and I was like, ah, crap, what if there was, like, some SQL injection thing where, you know, somebody could submit something that causes everybody's table to get, you know, everybody's row on the table to get updated, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Xenophobe about it. He might know something that I don't, but, yeah. I wish there was a funny story about that, because then at least I would have an explanation for it.
We should have just made something up.
My name, Cornbread, says, does the Baron's name come from the Modest Mouse album? You know, Baron von Bullshit Rides Again? No. Did I ever tell you guys on the radio about the worst concert I ever went to in my life?
I've heard of this, but yeah, I mean, go right ahead.
So there's this band, Modest Mouse, that was touring like tiny venues because this was a few years before that Float On song or whatever, before they were on the radio, and everybody was like, you know, all of my friends who were sort of, I guess, like primordial emo kids at the time. Like, I don't think they really were emo kids then, but
right.
You know, just like ancestral emo kids. They were like, oh man, Modest Mouse is so great. We gotta go to Nita's Hideaway and see Modest Mouse. You know, Nita's Hideaway is this like relatively intimate venue that has since shut down, but it was like the Proclaimers played at Nita's Hideaway on their you know, tour once nobody cared about them anymore. It's like
right. It's
a little bit. I suppose it would have been conceivable that they might be Giants would play there. It's a venue that has a few hundred people capacity, probably.
Yeah.
The outdoors. It's probably a little small for they might be Giants, actually. But we saw Elliot Smith there before he killed himself.
That's a good thing too. Yeah.
That would have been a horrible show. It would have been almost as bad as the Modest Mouse show, but not quite. So we got there super late, and so all I saw was like the last 45 minutes of the Modest Mouse set. And the last 45 minutes of the Modest Mouse set consisted entirely of the drummer playing some drums, the bass guy playing a bass line, and the lead singer / guitarist just screaming into the pickups of his mic, of his guitar.
Huh.
Like, just pick up his guitar, scream at where the strings are.
Hmm.
So it was just kind of like, you know, some horrible guitar noises and screaming. And he wasn't screaming words, he was just screaming. Ah, 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 and I was like, this is just the worst band I've ever seen.
Apparently at that point they were doing a lot of blow, though.
Oh, yeah?
And so that's why he was always said he didn't do the best show that he could do. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Modest Mouse, and if I saw that in concert, I wouldn't want to be.
No, I mean, part of it was this expectation been set up, like, this was this fantastic band, right? And, like, I don't mind their stuff. I don't think I would ever buy an album, but I, you know, I can listen to that song and be like, oh, that's catchy. These guys can play instruments. You know? It's sort of hard for me to really dislike a band, you know? I mean,
I've seen ample evidence of that.
Wait, what? You've seen ample evidence that it's hard?
Yes.
Or okay, because I mean, I feel like there are a tremendous number of bands that I just kind of don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it takes a real Rage Against the Machine. It takes a real Henry Rollins for me to just absolutely fucking hate
Henry Rollins'
some music,
good.
Dude. Whatever.
He's no Hoobastank, but he's
okay. Again, I
certainly a well respected musician.
Hoobastank made a, you know, they had that one song that was kind of catchy. I'm not saying that the lyrics were good. I'm saying
My Humps is catchy too.
Okay,
so
not the original.
Was it
the original
good?
My Humps is not catchy. The Alanis Morissette version is catchy, and I would also say it's just a good song.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Although I don't know about Henry Rollins' music, but I know a lot of hipsters who just have this disdain for him, and his spoken word stuff is really funny and interesting. He's a smart guy.
I just don't think so. I think
it's because everybody,
I think that he would like to think that he's a smart guy, and he would like you to think that he's a smart guy, but I just...
Everybody I know heard the one quote from one interview where he said, I'm tired of taking crap from people who can physically lift less weight than I can. And we all thought it was serious, and we all thought he was a jackass. But the more I listened to him, like, we went to one of his live shows where he just stood up and told the story about when he went to Iraq and, like, walked around with the soldiers. And he's kind of self-effacing humor and just kind of, he's a raconteur. He's an interesting
all
dude.
Right, all right. I've never actually heard any of his spoken word stuff. I've just heard some stuff on his songs. Like,
I have barely heard any of his songs. I encountered the spoken.
You know, the one cool thing that that scene in Jackass the movie where he takes them out onto some sand dunes in a jeep, and the guy gets a tattoo while they're going like 90 miles an hour over these sand dunes.
Wow,
that was interesting. I mean, it's funny that he did that. You know, like, oh sure,
So many people whose taste in anything I respect have seen those two fucking movies.
I only saw the first one. My wife went and saw the second one without me.
Everybody in the apartment in London kept trying to get us to watch it. It's like, I have no desire to see it. I know exactly what it is, and still, it doesn't...
It's, I don't know. Like, I mean, I never watched a television show, and I hate Bam Margera, so I don't... Most of what I feel like plays now, if you're actually trying to watch any of that stuff on TV, is that, mm-hmm. rather than... Although, the Bam, I did see one thing a long, long time ago that they used to play it on the TV in the TT Roadhouse, like, where they played all kinds of old skate videos and stuff, and I don't know if this was Jackass or what this was, but it was Bam Margera, but it was from, like, years before he was on MTV, but it was, like, the same guy. And his fucked up uncle, they filmed him doing 100 shots of peach schnapps, like, just, you know, in a row, like, you know, here's 100 shots of peach schnapps, and then he's standing in the parking lot of the bar, and he's just, like, in the middle of a conversation, just keeps vomiting all over himself, and, like, he doesn't even notice. He's, like, bending over to vomit. I was, like, turn his head to the side, and he's, like, bleh, just spray his vomit. It was kind of funny. I mean, it's funny to watch a big fat dude throw up like that.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Creosote, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. I think it's funny to watch a big fat guy pretend to throw up. You know, I also think it would be fun to watch a movie in which somebody dove into a ball pit full of snakes, where, you know, that was a scene that was part of a fictional story, but... I think it's fun to watch movies where people get their heads cut off. I don't think it's fun to watch somebody actually get their head cut off.
Wow, really?
In their life.
You didn't like those videos from the Taliban? I thought those were awesome.
Yeah, I like the one where they got Ernest Borgnine and decapitated him, because, you know, fuck that guy.
They.
Yeah, and then he just said, God, that stings. Speaking of Johnny Knoxville.
We got a lot of questions left.
And if you've got a lot of questions, we've got a lot of answers.
We haven't even gotten to the questions from today.
Should we go to the bottom?
Oh, I don't know. No, because, I mean, we can get to the questions. Dive Vernon says, what about stat rewards for finishing quests? That would be a good reward for low-level mini-quests, like the XP that would result from 5 to 10 on-level fights. Yeah, definitely planning on doing that. I've coded for NS13 ways for... we can give boss monsters additional stats that they give you as a bonus when you beat them. Mm-hmm. So... but yeah, no, I like the idea of stats as rewards for optional quests. And for you know, mainline quests, too. Excuse me. Wapoptart says, am I missing something, or are there no shirts in Spooky Raven Manor? That seems like a good place to seed a nipple coverer or two. Yeah, I don't know. I never think about shirts.
We were going to put the antique breastplate in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Someone else says, how about a funnier message when using soft green echo eyedrop antidotes than effect removed? What? I can't imagine anything funnier than that.
Pure comedy gold. Clearly, if we could imagine anything funnier than that, we would have put it in. You know what we should do is have a unique message for each
for
of the effects.
Yeah, that it removes.
That's the kind of thing that when I get bored of a Tuesday. I mean, that whole thing about we should have all the monsters have 4 attacks. I think that took all of us like 6 months to do.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, you know, that actually would be another opportunity to put in something funny there, I guess. I mean, it would be pretty easy to throw that into the effect spindler, and, you know, if an effect didn't have one, it could give a generic message.
Mm.
You know.
I could tell. I'll throw them in. I'll play with it. Mr. Bob says, the potion of temporary greatness has an unnecessary T, since 8 already has a T. It would be pronounced greatness. That's not an extra T.
Yeah, it's not an extra T.
It is the potion of temporary greatness.
It's made with grapes.
Grapes.
And with the 8. The 8 is just an A there. There's not an extra T in grapes. What is the matter with you? Don't you know how to spell?
I don't think people understand that we were trying to make fun of that kind of speech, instead of just providing examples of it.
there's a lot of questions which are just Fineldar losing his shit.
Yeah, that's...
I think we'll just have to skip.
That's been happening more and more often.
I am Soup Combust says, could we possibly get some more pants that drop at low levels? Perhaps another at the Knoll or one in the pantry or alley? It wouldn't be a bad idea to put some pants in the Knoll.
Yeah, I did notice that when I played through this most recent run, I had all kinds of equipment, except I didn't have pants for the first, like, two or three levels until I got the Slug Quest. But, yeah. It'd be nice to have a little more panty goodness.
Fred Levi says, Monday, nothing exciting VC-wise, unless you really liked Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream for the NES.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that they can't release Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. But, Mr. Dream, yeah, I'd be okay. I had fun playing Punch-Out. It might be worth picking up.
Yeah, I liked it when I was young.
Hagulis says, I saw a Ghoul attack me with this text. He exhales sharply right at your face. Ever wonder what the breath of something that eats only rotting flesh smells like? But the attack did sleaze damage, not stench. Bug or feature? Well, we didn't say... Did you ever wonder what it smells like? It smells bad.
Yeah, he's been eating sleazy vaginas.
Yeah. Sleazy vaginas. Not just the normal kind.
All vaginas are sleazy.
I was hoping you wouldn't take it there, but...
A Naked Jew says, a good program for joining MP3s is Media Join. I downloaded that, and so I'm going to try and get that fucking thing put together. I really had an annoying time trying to figure out how the fuck to get those two MP3s together from... Okay, so yeah, last show, the stream dropped halfway through, so the recording software put it into two MP3s.
Right.
Yeah. So if this Media Join thing works and is straightforward, it was a 3 megabyte download, so hey, it might actually be a piece of software that just does what it's supposed to do without a bunch of extra crap added onto it. I did manage at one point to make a single file that was both halves of the show played simultaneously.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun to listen to. Enemy Lasagna says, will there be more potion recipes, foods, cocktail recipes, drinks, and healing items with NS13? Yes. Yes, there will. Amp Zafric says, Pepsi or Coke? Coke. Coke, 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 Coke.
Yeah, if I'm going to drink one or the other, it's going to be Coke.
Steven Wu says, hey, Jack and other people, since the penultimate airship is based on the Final Fantasy airship, shouldn't there be a guy named Sid as an encounter, since every Final Fantasy game has a guy named Sid? He is this guy named Sid. Doesn't it say that his name is Sid?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's El Cid, actually. But it's because Cid in the Final Fantasy games is spelled C-I-D, and El Cid is a Spanish folk hero that's spelled that way, too. And he talks like a combination of Cid and the coach from Homestar.
Right. Macarona says, Zelda, A Link to the Past, or Super Metroid? I gotta say Zelda, A Link to the Past, but I didn't own Super Metroid for the SNES, and so I've only ever tried to play it on an emulator, and only before I had a gamepad that worked worth a shit. So the fact that I can't play Super Nintendo games on a keyboard if they require the shoulder buttons to be used at all. Yeah. It's sort of difficult to play games that require 4 buttons, even, but that's sort of vaguely possible.
I don't think I've ever played Link to the Past.
Oh, it is. I would say that it's... Ocarina of Time, for a while, I would have said was my very favorite video game ever, but I just can't play it now. And what's weird is that I can't play it now because the graphics drive me crazy. I can't tell what or where anything is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Link to the Past, it's like perfect game.
I have that on the Virtual Console because Jess wanted it, and I'll have to look into it, because I like the top-down Zelda games. I never liked the Metroid games.
Really?
Because I could never finish a level. I don't like the maze-based platform.
Metroid kind of didn't have levels, right? So, yeah, I mean, Metroid was very structureless. I don't see how I had the patience for it as a kid. The thing is, with the advent of Super Metroid, there is a map, right? Uh-huh. Like, that Metroid and Castlevania sort of evolved simultaneously into my sort of very favorite genre of game, which is, I guess, you know, Metroidvania. Like the new Castlevania games for the Game Boy Advance are just so great.
Mm.
It's big and sprawling like Metroid, but unlike Metroid, at least the original Metroid, there is some direction. Like there is a map, and you are sort of told where your next goal is. Although in the Castlevania games don't really tell you where your next goal is, but G. Valco says, "Hey guys, due to some extended snow and a power outage, we played Apples to Apples earlier. Very large game, 15 people, so we stopped early. My best was Oprah Winfrey and Stereotypes."
Hmm.
I still don't think that Apples to Apples is any fun. I think playing it with 5 other people I would actually enjoy it, but playing it with... I just don't like party games.
Yeah.
I don't like games that you can't win.
Normally, I don't either, but Apples to Apples is so clearly not designed to be won, I mean, even though there's a goal you're working to, that, like, I had a lot of fun with it. Like, at some of the Con 3 stuff, people were just sitting around at basically a rotating game where you could just grab somebody's seat and inherit their cards and
right.
just kind of crack each other up for a while. And I think that was all right.
Riff says that Balderdash has the same problem, where you can either play it to be funny or you can play it to win. I mean, the thing is, I don't mind games with no goal, right? Like 1,000 blank white cards. That's a lot of fun to play in a group of people who are funny and clever. But Apples to Apples has just enough of a goal that the fact that it's not actually achievable is frustrating. I mean, like fucking Mario Party, man. And Naked Juice says, "Inflammatory Writ and the Axe Wound song, please."
I don't think I do have Inflammatory Writ. I don't have the Axe Wound song is an MP3.
Glebes has been taking his Mr. Magnifico pills.
Good to hear.
Hawkthorne says, "I am disappointed in my inability to combine bananas and Mob Penguin cellular phones." You know, a long time ago when I wrote out the thing for banana, this was like when I was going to do the monkey where he would just trade you a banana for 1,000 of any item. I still think we ought to do something like that just as an item sink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. The golfer just beat me in Google searches.
Bastard.
Yeah, that was the only time I ever found my name in anything. There's like the radio announcer in Apocalypse Now. Like, this is Zach Johnson with Armed Forces Radio. I'm like, neat. I kind of want to watch the original version of Apocalypse Now. I saw the extended one, and it was good, but I honestly kind of feel like it was too long.
I haven't seen either.
Yeah.
But then, I don't like war movies. I still haven't seen Full Metal Jacket, either.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Nola Nomad says, "I'm putting together a meet soon in Michigan. Do I have to worry about copyright issues if I use KOL logos and images?" Nope. Same as ever. You can use our stuff, just credit it to us. You know, if you're doing it for a KOL meet, you probably don't need to credit it to us because it's going to be obvious that
right.
it's our stuff. You know, and don't use our images and text in anything that you're trying to make money with, and we're totally cool with whatever you want to do with it. That's the policy.
Like, it would be fine if you made t-shirts for the meet and gave them to people or charged them as much as it cost you to make them. Like, I think. I don't know if you feel the same way. But yeah.
Hmm. Hogula says, "You know that thing that keeps you from logging in when you fail to log out recently? When you try to log in and get that message, it still counts as a login attempt for the purposes of that post-rollover thing, thus resulting in the irritating situation of being told to log in again after 60 seconds, doing so after 120, and then being told to fuck off for another 15 minutes because you didn't wait long enough. This is unintentional, right?" I mean, it needs to tell you... The thing is, you should never, ever get that message in the 15 minutes following rollover, unless you've logged on during that 15 minutes and your session has expired and you've tried to log on again. So It's not that that is necessary. I mean, that is unintentional, but it's an unintentional consequence of something that shouldn't ever happen. So if rollover is not counting as logging out, then something is wrong and needs to be fixed. And the thing is, I just haven't gotten any actual valid independent confirmation of this, right? I can't test it because it doesn't happen to me on dev. You know, and it's really not possible to test without waiting for a rollover to happen, and so that just makes it really difficult for me to do from here. Right, so if somebody could say to me, Jick, yesterday I did not log out, and when I tried to log on first thing after rollover, it told me that I needed to log out last time, then I will know that there is a problem, and I will know to start looking at it to see if I can fix it, but I just don't. Nobody has actually said that. People have complained about a lot of stuff that leads me to believe that maybe that's happening, but I just, you know, need confirmation.
You got your wah-wah pedal on?
Glebe says, would it be that game-breaking to have low mains only require pasta mastery? They're not that good, and nobody eats them. Plus, they're a bitch to get in hardcore. As a pasta mastery as opposed to requiring the walk?
That's what I always kind of assumed was going to happen.
That's what Riff always assumed was going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, the problem there is, I guess, the... Yeah, I don't know. We'll take a look at it. What I was going to say was a problem, but it's not actually a problem. The reduced turn count to cook them would make them significantly better, but it wouldn't reduce the turn count to cook them. Tanamaril says, any chance of seeing some T9er tots? These T8er tots aren't filling me up anymore. Like, T9er tots would actually be, like, some word that starts with... that shares the same phone key positioning as tot,
right.
T9er cups, a cup and bus. That'd be pretty book to do that.
Yeah. Orgasm Man says, I have a question that I want discussed. The question is, how many bears could a werebear wear if a werebear could wear bears? I think a more important question is, how many Steves could a Steve Grant grant if a Steve Grant could grant Steves? Which,
how
if
many,
you didn't go to high
Steves,
school with, then...
How many Steves could a Stevedore door if a Stevedore could door Steves?
Stevedore is one of those words that I really wish meant something that was more common, because it's a word that I'd like to say more often than
what,
I get to.
Like, what is... I don't even know what a Stevedore is.
He's like somebody who carries freight on a boat. Something like that.
Loading and unloading ships in port.
So it's the same thing as a longshoreman, which is another one of the words that I kind of like.
A longshoreman.
Just to say, like, you swear like a longshoreman, you run like a Welshman.
Servant says, Super Smash Brothers Melee or every Zelda game ever made? It is difficult for me to imagine a game that I enjoy less than any Smash Brothers game. The fact that, okay, your only indication of what your character's status is this percentage that nobody has ever been able to adequately explain to me what the fuck it means.
The higher that number, the farther you get thrown when you get smashed.
Sometimes.
No.
Where does it cap?
Every time.
Where does it cap? What happens to you if
it
you get hit
cap.
While you're at 100%?
When you fly farther than you would if you got hit at 200.
How high does it have to
20%.
Be for you to fly completely off the screen when you get hit? Sometimes 100, sometimes 200%.
Depending on the attack that hits you. Like, when you're at 50% to make you fly off the screen, it takes a special attack. When you're at 100%, it just takes a regular attack.
Sometimes.
Yeah, what fighting game is not chaotic? Especially one where four people are fighting at the same time.
It's not fun.
It's a game that you're not good at, so you don't like it.
There's nothing wrong.
There's no flaw in the game. It's just that you're not good at it.
That is completely untrue. I do not judge. Okay,
it's not untrue that you're not any good at it.
Oh, no. I'm terrible at it. I am terrible at it, but I think that I am terrible at it because it is a terrible game.
But
I have very little tolerance.
Everybody would be terrible at it. Like, nobody would ever be able to be good at the game if it was as chaotic as you think it is.
I don't think that anybody is good at the game.
There are plenty of people who have a skill level at that game that's higher than mine.
Whatever. How do you know?
Because they regularly kick the shit out of me.
Really? Are you sure that you didn't just get really unlucky?
No.
How can you tell that they've
won? Yes, I am sure that they didn't.
Like, when the game is over, how do you know who won? It's too chaotic. You just can't tell. Although I would play it if it had that floating guy's head from Brain Age as one of the characters. Alcuin says, will the volleyball or sombreros mechanics be changed to accommodate NS-13? Yes. Hagula says, would it be reasonably possible to make Mr. Accessories and other Mr. Equipment equipable in hardcore but not actually do anything? No.
Man, who is burning the hay fever flavored incense?
I burned some incense and it wasn't that bad. It's still burning, I guess.
Yeah, it's I don't mind incense, but I think that's what's making me have to sneeze every couple of seconds.
Huh. Well, sorry.
No.
I'd put it out, but I would hurt myself. And I don't care if you're comfortable or not.
Right.
Man of Justice says, do you guys watch any particular TV shows? I watch, I mostly watch TV on DVD now.
Yeah.
Been watching House and Rome from HBO and Scrubs. I like Scrubs.
You can watch Rome if you want to. You can watch Rome around the world. I've been, the DVR is pretty much full of Law and Order, which at this point we've seen almost every episode that's been released to this point, so those get deleted fairly quickly. And The Riches is really, really good. So I've been watching that, the Eddie Izzard series on FX. And America's Next Top Model, because somebody's got to watch it.
Yeah, I guess somebody has. Istanbul said, would you play Salisbury Hill either during your break, if you get this in time, or as an exit song?
Yeah, sure. Pretty sure I have that.
Katarina Nevein says, what is the plural of only child? Is it only children or only childs? It is actually only's child.
Yes. It's a Destiny's Child, actually, is the plural. There's one that, the one guy that George Carlin proposed that I'm still wondering. The proper plural of hell of a guy.
The hells of a guy.
Yeah, those two are, they're hells of guys. I think I'd...
Each of them is a hell of a guy.
Yeah. Those two are, both respectively, a hell of a guy. Each respectively. Yeah. Yeah. Dead Girls Don't Say No suggests a pantry panty raid day as a holiday. You could get panties instead of eggs. If there's one thing that doesn't make Jick uncomfortable, it's women's underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depending on if you get the right size.
Bum bum. How many Gatsby's could the Great Gatsby great if the Great Gatsby could Great Gatsby? Good old Gleaves, right here and now. Are we done?
We can be.
I got, like, 1 minute to eight. Is that...
Yeah, I've got 2 minutes to eight, so that'll work. Judius says, does donating $40 really keep your account from being deleted ever? Like, actually, donating $10 keeps your account from being deleted ever.
Yeah.
As long as you have the Mr. Accessory from the donation to show that it's been processed. Not, I don't mean that you can get the Mr. Accessory and you can get rid of it and you'll still have your flag. So, yeah. $10 only. You don't have to log back in and get account number 1,000,000,307 pi.
Alright, well, we'll have a show at some point on Thursday. I don't know when yet. The schedule, I think, is in flux. It might be at goddamn noon, which would bother me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I'll see you guys tomorrow for my music show, for those of you who like music, and my show. So, see you guys later.
Have fun, kids.